Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Okay, so here's a question for our New Jersey listeners. Let's say you could throw a quaint dinner for 500 of your closest friends, assuming you have those 500 friends. And let's say you ask them all to chip in for your cause. How much do you think you could raise? A few thousand dollars? How about $1.5 million? Not bad for one night's take. And that's about how much John McCain raised last night at a closed-door fundraiser in Teaneck. And Cindy McCain was also in the area, spending some time at a diner in a Republican stronghold in Monmouth County. But how much of a dent will their visits make in the Garden State, where Barack Obama holds a 10-point lead? WNYC senior reporter Bob Henley has been following the McCain visit and all things New Jersey politics. Bob, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, pretty impressive fundraiser.
Right. And I think also the key thing is they wanted to make it look like they were campaigning in New Jersey. Let's look at the whole landscape. We have Senator Obama on vacation in Hawaii.
Correct.
An opportunity to have the playing field open. Let's go to the New York major media market and once again try to convince political editors that New Jersey's in play. Of course, the last time that a Republican carried it as a presidential candidate was George Bush's father some 20 years ago. But with Senator Obama not around and having had a really tough couple of weeks himself, the McCain campaign was on the attack. And also remember, three of their top campaign officials are from New Jersey. It's very interesting. It's not quite the Sopranos, but you have Steve Schmidt, who's a campaign manager, hails
right.
from North Plainfield, protege of Karl Rove,
yes.
very close to Vice President Cheney. Then you have Mike DeHame. He is a political director, national, from Passaic County. And then you have Bill Stepien, national field director from Long Valley, New Jersey. So they're within 25 miles of each other. So they have learned how to survive as New Jersey Republicans. So this is natural to them to try to at least make the play and get into the Obama campaign's head a bit that New Jersey is in play.
So just on a side note, you know, the Obama campaign has a 50-state strategy where they've got the southern strategy where they're trying to turn red states blue.
Right.
What about the McCain campaign? Are they even trying to do the same thing?
In the case of New Jersey, and you have to remember that I think DeHame came to national prominence when he was director of President Bush's, the current occupant of the White House, his reelection effort. He had the Northeast and the Appalachian Range. And what, you go back, like I guess in 2000, President Bush lost to Vice President Gore by 17 points or 16 points. And then in 2004, he only lost by 7%. That got the attention mm-hmm. of Republican operatives. And they managed to actually get Senator Kerry in the last presidential race to keep him on the defensive, keep him back in Pennsylvania, have John Edwards, we remember good hair John Edwards. he was now for other things, perhaps.
Yes,
but
yes, indeed.
They made him go to Hudson County on the eve of the election. If you're confident about the Northeast, you do not send your very handsome, mm-hmm. charismatic, telegenic vice presidential candidate to New Jersey's Hudson County. So yeah. That's the whole thing. Get them on the defensive.
Right. Now I'm looking at the latest Quinnipiac poll. So Obama 51, McCain 41. But the same poll also finds that Garden State voters agree with McCain on energy. Think that's going to have an influence?
Actually, I got to say, the McCain folks really feel that they've got the Obama folks on the rhetorical run here. And they may have a point. Offshore drilling was a non-starter in New Jersey, but evidently $4 a gallon
yeah.
gas, when it comes to the environment, do we care? Well, not so much. and so McCain was ahead of the curve here. And so what happened? Did Obama stand up and at least take the line from his articulate Democratic colleagues like Maurice Hinchey, you know, a kind of populist guy who's been railing on the floor of the House about speculation? I mean, there are respected academics who say there may be a 40 to 50% speculation premium thanks to the Enron exemption, courtesy, of course, of the Republicans. And yet they don't make their rhetorical play. What does Obama do? He says, well, perhaps I might consider some limited offshore drilling. Point
yeah.
for McCain. And on Larry King Live, we have Speaker Pelosi coming behind saying she might consider it too. So the McCain folks feel quite prideful
mm-hmm.
now. You know, they're in control of the rhetorical stage and they're making a lot of money.
What was the buzz like? How have the McCains been greeted in New Jersey?
Well, it's for Cindy McCain, there was, all diners in the metropolitan region should be warned that there is no – you usually have a rule about no pre-Labor Day campaigning. That's off. You could find yourself in the middle of cold eggs in the Secret Service because evidently New Jersey's, you know, an hair trigger. In the case of the diner, there was, of course, great there was ecstatic greeting, and then there were people who were very polite, and I went up to them, and they would say, she's very nicely dressed, but I'm still voting for Obama. Very cordial, very polite. Then also, the thing that was so disappointing, though, is Cindy McCain is a significant philanthropist and a major businesswoman. I mean, she's had a global response, very similar to Princess Diana when it comes to landmine victims, children, medical needs around the world. And what do? Do they let her talk to the media? No. They do the kind of robo-first lady stepford wife thing where she says a noun, verb, direct object to the press and then gets in the SUV doing the beauty queen wave. And so they think that's like, boy, we really controlled that. But we didn't get the essence of the woman. And that was what passed as a campaign thing. Meanwhile, Mr. Accessible Straight Talk Express, remember Senator McCain? I cannot tell you the contrast between his freewheeling, open, airy style when I covered him when he came to New Jersey the first time he ran. He walked through Ridgewood, you know, engaging reporters, engaging people. No, it was really the Straight Talk Express. Now it is like the Bell Jar Limited. I mean, he never spoke to a reporter the whole time he was there. He was like a vapor, sneaked into the back door of this closed fundraiser that was like a lodge meeting where you had to have a secret handshake to get in. I mean, it was really poorly managed from a media standpoint, but they got the money.
But Bob, he still says my friend, so there's some part of him that's still there, right?
But if he doesn't say it to you, they wouldn't even let a microphone in the room, which makes me think they're worried about something. They only would let one of the my colleagues from the Star Ledger come in and take notes. It was very 19th century.
Let's talk about the Veep buzz.
Sure.
Anything? Hearing anything from
the
UK folks?
I have to say, it's like Senator Lieberman is like the proverbial, a lawn gnome. He is with him all the time. I mean, he is. And I've been noticing this. He was in Pennsylvania. He was in New Jersey. He was in New Jersey when McCain first came, I guess maybe like a month or so ago. So there's no doubt that Lieberman is really helping him in the Northeast. And it can't help but to add to the buzz. They're having a lot of closed-door meetings with very influential. I met a national figure in the Latino Pentecostal Church. He met with a group with Lieberman and McCain. Came away very impressed. But again, this is retail politics done behind closed doors. It's not campaigning.
Well, I'll tell you, I was in the Richmond, Virginia airport over the weekend and saw Congressman Eric Cantor walk through, and heads were turning. People were going up to him, and as someone in the news industry, I let's just say I strained a little to listen as well.
Did you encounter him? Did you go up and?
You know what? It was a 7-hour delay, so I wasn't so much interested in him as much as I was in JetBlue. But that said, what are we hearing about Eric Cantor anymore?
I have to say that I have only picked up on the Lieberman vibe, and maybe that's because he was his constant companion in this Northeast tour.
And with regards to money, and obviously it was a nice little take for them the other night for the McCain campaign. And his numbers have been decent, but in the national race and maybe even in Jersey, how is the campaign doing with their coffers?
Well, they're at a disadvantage, and here's what's fascinating about this. Ironically, if I had managed to raise $10,000, I could have had my picture taken with John McCain because that was the only way a picture was going to be taken last night. They didn't even allow the press to come in with the still to document the moment. That being said, he is in this race, oddly, being cast as a reformer because, remember, he is taking public campaign financing, a pledge he made, which, of course, Senator Obama is not. Still, Obama has outraised him in New Jersey, I think, by 2-1. But I really thought I was through the looking glass because during the lead-up to the McCain tour through New Jersey, such as it was, both sides were arguing about who was really the captive of big oil money. So we do have a situation where McCain is trying to be like Theodore Roosevelt, the trust buster and the rough rider. And, he's not – and he was saying that Obama takes more individual household money from people that work for oil, whereas McCain apparently takes PAC money from industry energy groups. I mean, you really have to have a microscope to get down to the nuances here.
Well, from campaign finance to foreign affairs, how do you think Senator McCain and how did – respond to the crisis in Georgia, as well as an opportunity for Senator Obama. But how did he fare?
Well, I think that just by the dint of destiny, the fact that Obama is on vacation, so he's doing it through press release,
sure.
Whereas you have McCain out there. McCain, this is a wonderful opportunity for him because he appears to have been prophetic, at least to his base, because he was saying all along that he looked into Putin's eyes and saw KGB, whereas the present occupant of the White House saw something far more dreamier, far more possible. And so he looks like someone that's prescient and on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes him look like he's running to the right with a kind of more muscular pragmatism to him, which really helps, they think, in the McCain camp, build up that Reagan-Democrat vibe. And remember, that's very important. So last night, with a pro-Israeli audience, what he had to say, which we didn't get to hear, but we heard through colleagues who were allowed to be in there, that he was, you know, standing tough, a practical guy.
So the actual Obama vacation, which I think totals something like 9 days, has that been a gift to the McCain campaign? I know he had a fundraiser in Hawaii, but has that essentially been a gift?
I think it has been, and I think that they have been using it to good use because the jury's still out about the Obama tour of Europe because it, to some degree, looked like he was running to be president of Europe. And for whatever reason, Americans, it seems a number of them, want their leader to be burned in effigy in foreign capitals. I don't get it personally, but there is something about not wanting to be too popular overseas. Perhaps we need to get over that. Perhaps it's part of the whole new Obama message. But and also the business of not going to visit the troops who were wounded in that miscue. It was never quite clear how that happened. That hurt him. It hurt him deeply. And when I was in southern Bergen County, you do have a lot of Reagan Democrat veterans. He's got to have them. And because he's light in the military resume, he's got to give mm-hmm. them a sense that he has the ability to take hold of events because, as we know, the world changes overnight.
Well, thanks for the update from the campaign trail. Bob Henley, a senior reporter at WNYC. And up next, we'll be talking about some of the stranger things at the Olympics. That's up next.